The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and it's going to be a surprise today what we're talking about. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. And I have to tell you, today for the first time, for me anyway, they were talking about GMOs on a mainstream station. Of course, the only other time I can recall them when Dr. Oz spoke about it, and he got a lot of
negative
feedback, you know.
Very negative, like remove him.
In the context of it being dangerous or being risky or even about labeling or not labeling, it was in the context of the fact that Bayer, which is a German company, offered Monsanto $62 billion to buy their company. I'm not sure what that means. Bayer is a German company that makes a lot of the chemicals that get put on crops. And, of course, Monsanto is involved in a lot of the seeds and the genetic modification of seeds. And, of course, It makes sense the two should combine, but it's not good for the people consuming the products or the environment. And I'm not sure if labeling has come about yet. And then someone said on the show, and I'm not sure if it's accurate or not, and maybe Janet knows the answer, they mentioned Chipotle. A lot of their products are based up with corn. And she said corn is genetically modified. I was wondering if they're getting non-GMO corn in their products.
I don't know the answer to that, Dr. Slavin, but one of the focus at Chipotle is to provide high-quality food, and they are a nationwide organization that tends to speak out against hormones in livestock, antibiotics use in livestock, and I'm imagining that they're very outspoken about non-GMO.
Well, here's what they say here, and this is from Chipotle itself. It says all corn-based ingredients in Chipotle's food that formerly may have been genetically modified have been removed or replaced with non-GMO versions, while all soy-derived ingredients that may have been genetically modified were replaced with alternatives such as rice bran oil or sunflower oil.
Okay, so they are very much at the forefront of offering quality ingredients in their foods. And it's very interesting that Bayer and Monsanto are getting together. Two of the most harmful, two of the companies that are producing some of the most harmful substances that humans could consume, both from the food perspective as well as the pharmaceutical perspective.
Now, just one other observation about Chipotle. There was I don't know if it's a criticism or not, but they said people were getting bored with their menu selections because they haven't changed in 20 years.
Okay, that's a possibility, but then there are plenty of people who, let's say, go there once, possibly twice, possibly even more times per week, because the food quality is very consistent and reliable. So people know what they're going to get, and they know that they're not going to be poisoned with the GMOs and the pesticides.
Now, isn't Panera Bread another company that was doing that?
They are very much working on cleaning up their menu, and what Panera is doing that Chipotle unfortunately isn't doing is Panera is expanding their menu. They have many more choices than they had formerly. So lots of good quality food choices out there.
So here's what it says from
Panera.
Panera Bread recently committed to removing all artificial ingredients from their foods by 2016.
Here we are.
We are very grateful for this huge commitment. This includes all additives, artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, preservatives, as well as the high fructose corn syrup in their drinks. Now, would you consider GMO artificial ingredient? Of course, there's another thing. Says Chipotle and Panera go non-GMO, so two good choices. I mean, if you're looking for, and I guess you'd classify them as fast food restaurants, right?
I would say yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So two good alternative choices for lunch or dinner.
Quality food. One of the things that Panera is doing is providing calorie content on their menu, so you can make an informed decision about how much calorie expenditure you want to go for.
Which is a good idea. Remember, we spoke about the time I was in New York,
right,
and they had passed a law. I guess it was a state law because I was in Westchester, and so
I was at the airport, and it was,
too,
yes.
Right? So there they have to post the calorie content of everything. So wherever you go, Starbucks, I was at a Cheesecake Factory. Would you believe a salad could be 1,000 calories?
Okay, so imagine what they're putting in that salad.
No, I mean, it's a good eye-opener for people because you think of a salad as being low in calories. And they have 1,000 calorie salads.
Wow. Oh. So, probably half your caloric expenditure there.
So I had an interesting thought. If you knew you were going to develop high blood pressure in the future, what would you do? Would you start taking blood pressure medicine beforehand?
Oh, very, very interesting question, Dr. Slavin. I'm going to say that if people's lifestyle changed, if they thought that they were going to develop high blood pressure and they thought that it might ultimately lead to a problem, maybe they would change their dietary intake, the sugar and salt and processed food. Maybe they would change their exercise habits. Maybe they would work on removing contaminating kinds of things in their lifestyle.
Exactly. I mean, think about the how foolish that statement sounds, taking blood pressure medicine to prevent high blood pressure.
And the truth of the matter is, taking blood pressure medication before you have high blood pressure, first of all, you might lower your blood pressure too much and you'd be walking around possibly falling asleep on your feet. And the other thing is, if you don't change your diet and lifestyle, then down the road you need higher doses of the blood pressure lowering medication.
And think of it with high cholesterol or arthritis. You think if you knew you were going to get arthritis later on in life, you'd start taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatories in advance?
Maybe you'd stop taking the calcium supplement that your doctor suggested you should take on a daily basis that's full of contaminants that you shouldn't swallow.
So the point I'm trying to make is, if you could prevent these conditions, and we know how to prevent it, through lifestyle, through healthy lifestyle choices.
Nutrient support. Understand the nutrients that could very well be deficient in your daily routine.
So if those choices, the healthy lifestyle choices, prevent high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes,
Arthritis.
Arthritis. Why aren't they being promoted when you do get those problems? Instead, they ignore the underlying cause and they go right to the drugs. This is something that people have to think about more and more. And the excuse they give is they're just lazy to make the changes.
Well, it's interesting because when I see someone who has had a conversation with their doctor about their cholesterol and the doctor says, okay, I'll give you 3 months, see if you can change your diet and then lower your cholesterol with those changes. And what does the doctor tell their patient to do? Go on a low-fat diet. Use maybe non-fat dairy products, non-fat cheese, just stay away from any fat products. But they're not telling anybody to stay away from sugar, to stay away from starchy processed foods. And unfortunately, those are the things that very much contribute to an out-of-balance cholesterol level. And the other part of it is, what's one substance in your blood test that a lot of times the doctors don't even talk about, they don't even point out, and in my view is just as much of a problem, or in my view more of a problem, triglycerides. And that is very much a flag that people need to pay attention to.
They all go together, but I still, if I had to choose one, it would be the fasting blood insulin level. But I want to pass along a website. One of the speakers at the conference I attended over the weekend was Dr. David Katz. He's actually a world-renowned expert in nutrition and disease prevention. And this website was put together by his wife, who was also involved in health. She has a PhD in neuroscience from Princeton. And the name of the website is Cuisinicity. So I think you'll have to figure out how to spell it. Cuisine, Cuisinicity. And the reason I'm pointing this out, she says she's a French-born and raised foodie, F-O-O-D-I-E, and lover of luscious cuisine. And she's put together a lot of recipes that are very healthy. If you're looking for, I don't know, Jan, how many of the people you see each day still stay home and cook?
Boy, is that an issue. And so I hear that very often. I don't cook. And so my next question is, okay, tell me where you eat when you go out. And that gives you a pretty good insight into the different food choices that people might be making. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back. Heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about Advanced Medical Testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're hearing today a little bit about the speakers that Dr. Slavin was able to connect with at the seminar over the weekend. Okay, what else did you find out about at this seminar, Dr. Slavin?
Yeah, I'm looking at a recipe now, and she's trying to make healthy thing, and I know you're going to point out she uses canola oil.
That's terrible. Okay, do you like canola oil? Are you going to say that canola oil is a healthy choice? It's rapeseed, renamed to give it a more marketable appeal, and all of the rapeseed is
alternative choice.
Olive oil, rice bran oil. She had some other oils, but canola oil?
No, she's not as advanced as we are. But
she's a French foodie. No, I'm sorry. What French foodie would use canola oil?
She says use 3 large eggs, organic and cage free. So there's a. This is a dessert, and you have to put, a little sugar in there, a little...
And I don't mind sugar. Mm-hmm. Organic evaporated cane juice crystals. You could use a little bit of honey. You could use a little bit of grade B maple syrup. There are lots of different sweetening alternatives, just to say sugar. Mm.
Anyway, I think it's still a good website to look and feel free to improve upon her ingredient list.
And that's one of the things. If you find a recipe that you think, I'm really going to enjoy this, I want to do this, go through the ingredients and improve upon them. That's what I do all the time. Yep. So add more of the really health-supporting ingredients and possibly a little less if you are dealing with an ingredient that isn't the best.
So cuisinicity.com, and you could pick up some interesting recipes. Now, I think if there was one overriding theme in the conference, it was just how bad sugar is. You know Dr. Pamela Smith, right?
Yes.
So she gave a whole lecture on sugar. I mean, that's how important it is to stay away from.
Okay.
And she was making the point how addicting sugar is. And a lot of foods, they sneak the sugar in, to make you, want to have more of it.
Okay, and a lot of processed foods, you might see the sugar content in grams and possibly see a serving size so small that the sugar content doesn't look as though it's a negative. So you have to be very alert to serving size.
So that begs the question, what's the ultimate way to reduce blood sugar without pills?
Exercise.
Of course, before you even get to exercise, don't eat the sugar to begin with.
There you go.
Avoid it as much as possible. But I think a lot of people don't realize just how helpful exercise is in controlling blood sugar, especially... It does two things. During the time of exercise, you're going to burn up calories and help push the glucose into the cell. But if you increase your lean body mass, in other words, your muscle mass, the muscles work 24/7, and they also help reduce sugar levels. So you want to control your sugar, regular exercise. And that's the thing, being consistent with your exercise. It doesn't have to, you don't have to do an hour, but being consistent every day you do your exercise, it's important. If you think about how the cavemen lived, you know, they were active. They were, you know, moving around all the time. There was constant motion.
They didn't have remote controls for their televisions.
But just think about the difference. I mean, we sit down all day pretty much, except for Janet. She's standing right now. I bet you didn't know that. When we do the radio show, Janet stands for the whole show because it's a healthier approach.
A healthier approach. I am lengthening my telomeres by standing. And I'm sure that people have seen those advertisements on television for the additions that they can make to their desks. So if they feel like standing up and working, they raise their desk surface.
And I was wondering, when you meet with people at the different health food stores, are you standing when you talk to them, or are you sitting?
Unfortunately, I'm sitting. But every 20 minutes, I have to stand up and walk to the waiting room and bring back. So I stand up for a little bit.
Changing your diet is critical to curbing high blood sugar. And the reason you want to do that is you want to prevent metabolic problems that eating too much sugar causes. Any form of carbohydrate is eventually broken down by the body into glucose, a simple form of sugar. So, you know, that's the message. You got to really be aware of all the different forms of carbohydrates you're consuming every day and figure out ways to reduce them.
Okay,
do you have any suggestions in that department?
Here's a topic, Dr. Slavin. I'd like to hear what you have to say about it. I know you are a proponent of intermittent fasting. People are always asking me, okay, well, what can I have for a snack? And I tell them, well, their best choices would be vegetables. So baby carrots, possibly cucumber slices, maybe celery, radishes. And people don't like that. They don't like those suggestions.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing.
But
if they were eating right in the first place, they wouldn't need a snack.
And that's where I was going with this. I don't think we should have in mind that we should have snacks. Why do you eat your meals that should be very well balanced and satisfying? And satisfying, you would need some protein, lots of vegetables, and some high quality fat. And the protein and the fat are going to give you a sensation of fullness and satisfaction, and the vegetables are going to nourish you. And so when people want a snack, I say, okay, well, maybe have a little bit more dinner, because what they're looking for is something in the middle of the evening while they're watching television. And I say, okay, well, have a little bit more of what you had for dinner. And the more you stay away from chips and crackers and cheese and sweet candy, that kind of thing after dinner, the less you're going to like it. And if you put it in your mind that after dinner, kitchen is closed.
Well, also, you mentioned, let me say the specific foods that your diet should consist of: grass-fed meats and butter, pastured eggs.
You said butter, Dr. Slavin. I don't know any doctors other than you that are going to say butter.
Are your clients still not having butter? They're avoiding butter?
Well, they've been told by their doctor to go on a low-fat diet, so they're choosing non-fat substances, which is ridiculous.
That's how they perpetuate illness. I mean, how long does it take for the government's not going to wake up, because, I mean, they've been recommending, what, for 20 years now, the low-fat approach, and it's made people worse. So you've got the eggs, the fruits. Don't want to overdo the fruits, though, because that's high in sugar. The vegetables, nuts and seeds. Here's the important thing. I don't know if you can get raw, but the full-fat dairy products. In other words, not low-fat, full-fat. And if you do that, you're not going to have those food cravings because your blood sugar will be more stable, and you won't want a snack. And also, and this is another area that doesn't get enough attention, is you have to reduce the amount of stress in your life. Easier said than done, I presume.
Don't you think when we turn on the television and see news reports that our stress level increases? When we turn on the television and see the weather report, the weather report generally is talking about severe weather ahead. This is a warning. And I think people get upset with what they're seeing on the television.
Maybe. But here's the thing. When you're stressed from whatever cause, your body puts out cortisol, and that stimulates or causes a hormone imbalance in the body. Since the body uses hormones like progesterone to manufacture cortisol. So pay attention to what I just said. So if a woman is stressed out, she stops making progesterone and makes cortisol. That creates estrogen dominance. And the one thing that all these women that develop breast cancer had in common was a stressful event in the months prior to the diagnosis of breast cancer. So stress is very important to avoid. So you have the excess cortisol. It also interferes with the body's ability to regulate sugar. It reduces the fat-burning ability, raises insulin, suppresses thyroid function, and causes you to gain belly fat. So,
what about cortisol being higher in the late afternoon and early evening, and then ultimately interfering with how well someone sleeps, or even the ability to fall asleep at a reasonable time?
Well, that would be stress. Your cortisol levels are highest in the morning, and they taper off as the day goes on. So if you're having high cortisol levels later in the day, you know, that's a signal that you're under stress.
And people tell me, I'm a night owl. And I said, oh, no, your cortisol levels are out of proper balance. They need to be higher in the morning and decreasing gradually over the course of the day. And unfortunately, if you're a night owl, you're going to have those high cortisol levels at the end of the day. And what's one of the things that those high end-of-day cortisol levels will trigger? Food cravings, particularly sugar. So many people eating at night.
And when we come back, there was a lecture on intravenous polychromatic light therapy. And
okay.
I'll explain what that means when we come back. It's an interesting topic.
Okay, very interesting. I'm excited to hear about that. And to our listeners, this is Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimbrelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard, just west of the Florida Turnpike, or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. And just before the break, we were informed that we're going to learn about polychromatic light treatment. Dr. Slavin?
Venus, but I want to, because I think it's a difficult concept.
It is.
For people to, you know, how could light improve our health? So, you know, light is used for a lot of things. First, I'd like you to think about what would happen to a plant if it didn't have sunlight. Would die.
Now, let the record
show.
So
just to show how light, you know, has biological influences on every living being. I mean, with humans, you know, you're outdoors, you make vitamin D, you know, with the influence of the light. When you put a pulse oximeter on your finger, if you've been to my office, you know what that is. I suppose other doctors use it. Can determine the oxygen saturation in your blood because it's using light to determine different levels. So when we introduce the different colors of light intravenously, the reason to do that is you're exposing the blood to these different frequencies of light. And we know from experience, and it's been studied a lot since the 1920s, that light has a beneficial effect on our health. And when you use ultraviolet light, for example, it kills bacteria, viruses. I keep thinking about the scare tactics they're using in regard to Zika. They're saying the mosquito is on its way here to South Florida.
It's coming. The Zika virus is coming. I've heard that on the news.
And then I think the government has approved about $1 billion in money to the Center for Disease Control, I guess, that's where it's going. How do they know in advance they need $1 billion? That's what I like to know. $1 billion is a lot of money. How do
it
they know?
It goes a very long way, one would think.
So, I mean, that's a payoff indirectly to a lot of special interests. But we have seen the use of ultraviolet light treating, so let's use the word sepsis. That's a infections that are in the bloodstream that are typically associated with death. That's how serious it can be. And yet the use of ultraviolet light was able to help people not only survive, but actually be cured from these illnesses. This is before antibiotics came around. And we know that antibiotics are good, but they're also bad. So wouldn't it be nice to have something that is just good with nothing bad associated with it? But here's the other thing. Now, with the polychromatic light therapy, we're talking about not just ultraviolet light, we're talking about red light and green light. And the interesting thing is that the green light has such a beneficial effect on the circulation of a person. And I'll tell you what, I am amazed at just how effective that light is. It'll be effective in non-healing wounds and fractures. So you have a fracture that doesn't heal or a wound that doesn't heal. This treatment is going to help that. If you have peripheral vascular disease, it's going to help. Diabetic ulcers, thrombophlebitis, it's going to help all those things. So in addition to effectively dealing with all types of infections, viral infections, fungal infections, bacterial infections, it's going to help all that. And we have a patient, you know, with intermittent claudication, and I've talked about this before. Before his first treatment, he could only walk 3 minutes before he'd have severe pain in his legs because of poor circulation. After the treatment, he went for 14 minutes on the treadmill and stopped, not because of pain. He says, you know, he was convinced it's doing something. The following week, he came back. He was able to go 6 minutes before the treatment. And after the treatment, he went for 20 minutes before, you know, I don't know. I think he stopped because he said, okay, I see the improvement. And I can't think of any other approach to this problem that works as well as this right away.
So absolutely astonishing information. Okay, but for a number of years now, Dr. Slavin, here at your office, you had the ultraviolet blood treatment. And now this technology brings a far greater range of therapies to people with so many different issues. Absolutely dramatic. And what you were talking about, not associated with any negative side effect. So people need to be paying attention to issues that they might be having that could very well be side effects of medication.
And what's really nice about this approach, unlike the old way of having to take blood out of the body, expose it to the ultraviolet light, and then put it back in, with this approach, we're not taking blood out. We're just putting the light source into the vein. And that's a particular interest to people who are Jehovah's Witness, because they couldn't do the old treatment because they wouldn't put the blood back in. You know, it's against their beliefs.
So, okay. This is directing the polychromatic light directly into the bloodstream.
Yep. No blood comes out, so you're not replacing any blood, so it works, it's good for everybody. I just want to say we have a seminar coming up June 11th, starting at 10 o'clock, and we're going to talk about these treatments and actually show you how they work. The polychromatic intravenous light therapy, the heart rate variability. I mean, these are diagnostic tools that identify problems before they become symptomatic. And I think that should be the goal of any treatment, is to identify the problem before you get sick from it. Not done routinely in medicine. They wait for you to get sick so they can make money on treating you. So wouldn't it be nice to prevent you from getting sick?
So, okay, one of the things about this that maybe holds some people back has to do with some of these technologies they need to pay for. Insurance is not going to cover them, but isn't that a wonderful way to spend money, prevent illness?
Well, it's not just preventing illness. It's also about staying lively, staying as active as you can, not having to deal with taking medications. Wouldn't it be interesting? Well, think about this. All right, people say, well, I just take medication, and that takes care of the problem. But medication is associated with so many side effects. So wouldn't it be nice not to take medication? You know, there are people, and I'm sure you see them, Janet, people in their 90s, for example, on no medication. How could that be?
No, I routinely see people that I ask them, are you on any medications? Because I need to be certain that what I'm suggesting for them will not interfere with any prescribed medication. And they'll say, no, I don't take pharmaceuticals.
And we'll also give a little explanation of breast thermography. I think people need to see that firsthand to understand it. The one thing all these treatments have in common is, first of all, there are no side effects. They have no risk. Some of them help you prevent illness. Others help you deal with a problem in a safe way and a very effective way. That's the amazing thing. Now, we've talked about in the past mitochondrial dysfunction. Well, the polychromatic light therapy is going to help reverse that as well. That's why when people get after the treatment, they immediately notice so much more energy, because they're dealing with mitochondrial dysfunction and it helps the body create energy.
Last night I watched a program with Henry Louis Gates, and he was doing the familial background, the history of three of his guests. And at the end of the program, he did a genetic analysis of what their background was. And some of it was very astonishing, very much out of what the people thought their genetic backgrounds were. What about genetic evaluation with regard to increasing your risk of certain diseases based on your genes? Is there a reasonable way of testing that, Dr. Slavin, so people can focus their efforts and do the nutrient support that's very important for genetic issues?
Well, you know, one of the speakers at the conference addressed that issue entirely. They said, even if there's a strong tendency in your family to be prone to a certain illness, whether it be cancer or heart disease, you can avoid all that based on a good diet and lifestyle. So your genetics, see, it used to be taught, if you have the gene, you're doomed. And now they're saying, no, the study of epigenetics shows that you can influence the genes by your lifestyle. What does that mean? You can, they have, these genes have switches that turn them on and turn them off. And based on your lifestyle and diet and the environment, you can either upregulate or downregulate these genes and therefore avoid these problems. One of the substances that turns on the disease-promoting genes is sugar. You know, when you think about that, that sugar is really a poison, maybe that'll make people think twice about it.
Okay, so sugar, that poison, also has the capacity to interfere with the health of the mitochondria. And what's one aspect of your cellular health that needs to be supported? Absolutely. Mitochondria health and function, so important. It is the anti-aging benefit to have supported mitochondrial function. And then the idea that cellular mitochondria might proliferate, and I'm thinking about a substance like PQQ that enhances cellular energy. So imagine using the testing here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Imagine using the UVLRX and supporting it with PQQ. What fabulous results people will have.
And one other thing, too, is when we do PRP treatments, and PRP stands for the use of platelet-rich plasma, and the way you derive that is you draw the patient's own blood out, and then you separate the plasma from the rest of the cellular components. And that's where the growth factors are found. That's where the factors that help healing are found. And then you can inject it into joints like the shoulder or the knee. And it's been shown that it stimulates healing, whereas a shot of cortisone into a joint does just the opposite.
Okay, it's interesting. The cortisone will reduce inflammation, but it will also reduce the efficiency of your immune response. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Okay, my technician was not
my fault.
attending to the proper switches. So what I was saying, the clock is ticking, and don't let another day go by without addressing the support your body needs to reduce inflammation, enhance your immune function, support your digestion, have very high quality sleep so that you are energized and ready to take on whatever the day may present.
Well,
Dr. Slavin?
Here's another area. We've talked about this before, heavy metals. And the FDA, well, first of all, there are heavy metals found in most foods, but the FDA turns a blind eye to that. But now they're seeking to limit the amount of arsenic found in rice formulas for infants. So that's the only area they're paying attention to. So my recommendation to people, if you have any health challenge that just doesn't seem to be responding to anything, and that could be high blood pressure. In other words, your body is failing to improve. You should check your heavy metal levels. And specifically, when we talk about heavy metals, we're talking about not just arsenic, but mercury, lead, and cadmium. When I check patients, they're shocked to see how much they've accumulated in their bodies.
And we all have been exposed for a number of different reasons to these heavy metals. So it's something that is a very, very common issue. The heavy metals very much present in all of our bodies.
And then, if you have those, the presence of heavy metals, then there are choices to make as far as the best way to remove them. Remember, we've always known, we've always paid attention to lead. For some reason, lead is the only heavy metal people seem to be concerned about because it's the only one that the insurance companies pay to remove. They don't pay to remove the mercury, they don't pay to remove the cadmium or the arsenic. And of course, you're not being told the best test to detect levels of these heavy metals because a blood test is the wrong test because these heavy metals are accumulating in your tissues. They don't stay in the blood. So if you look in the blood, you're just not going to find them, and you're going to be misled into thinking that you don't have a problem.
I'm going to kind of go out on a limb here, Dr. Slavin, and suggest that maybe it isn't the heavy metals alone, but when you think about intoxication with the heavy metals, possibly the exposure on a pretty routine basis with sugar, and exposure to the artificial sweetener Splenda sucralose that has chlorine in it, very much a toxic mix. Then when you start to factor in the chemical exposure to pesticides and herbicides, when you start to factor in formaldehyde that may be outgassing from building materials, that incredible toxic mix. And is it any wonder that we're dealing with kids with attention deficit disorder or hyperactivity? Is it any wonder that individuals, as they age, they're dealing with elevated blood pressure, arthritis, memory lapses, so many different what we've come to accept as everyday occurrences that are unfortunately this accumulation of toxic debris. And, you know, certainly the lead issue has been brought into the forefront because of the Flint water crisis, but every one of our towns and cities, you think about the chemicals that are put into the water and we're consuming that water, it's no wonder that we have all of the problems that we have. High blood pressure, cholesterol, memory.
I think part of the problem is that most people, first of all, accept these diseases, number one.
That's, you have to expect it. You're getting older, and they hear it from their doctors.
Right. So, you know, so therefore it's become the norm to have high blood pressure or to be pre-diabetic or to have high cholesterol or to have aches and pains. Think about it. All the over-the-counter drugs, what are they treating? They're treating not high blood pressure per se, but they're treating aches and pains. Here's the funny thing is non-steroidal anti-inflammatories will raise your blood pressure.
Whoa!
You know, not to
I
mention
think that's a shock to a lot of people.
Not to mention the fact that it'll increase your risk of a heart attack, and of course it can damage your liver. Just ask Alonzo Mourning, the basketball player, who had a kidney transplant. So we accept that these problems are just normal and just take a pill to make it go away, instead of saying there's something wrong. You know, we treat our cars better than we treat our bodies. You wouldn't accept your car to be to not running properly. You know, the minute there's a problem, if it say it's backfiring or you step on the gas and there's no power, you bring it right in and get it fixed. But, you know, people deal with these issues with their body and ignore them and just take drugs to cover it up.
And that's all they're doing. They're covering it up. They are not addressing the cause of these symptoms.
And every now and then I find myself in the supermarket. And when you look around, you see very little food that's fit for human consumption.
Isn't that the truth?
Except,
it's less and less and less available.
Except they're full of it. I mean, how many, the whole center of the store, aisles and aisles and aisles of processed food that you really should avoid.
And, okay, how many people are still eating cereal for breakfast, putting a commercial dairy product that's full of hormones and antibiotics and additives that you don't want to expose your body, and then mixing it with, again, a real processed mix of grains and sweeteners?
I see the mom checking out with the kids sitting in the little chair in the cart, and you look at all the junk food they have on checkout, and it's a shame. I mean, they're going to guarantee that their children have a life of illness as they get older.
One of the things that maybe we can talk about tomorrow, Dr. Slavin, there was a news report this morning that said that for the first time in more than 20 years, there was a reduction in the number of opioid prescriptions that were being written here in the United States. Did you happen to see that report?
No.
Okay, so something that is an area of interest, I know, to you because of the number of people who are in pain and they have not been able to have the pain relieved.
That's, by the way, what you're really saying is that doctors are hesitating to write the scripts. Patients are being deprived of the medication that can improve the quality of their life. So instead, they're turning to more dangerous drugs like non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, or in even the worst case scenario, they're buying heroin on the street to control their pain, or they're drinking alcohol in excess to control their pain. And I just don't get the motive of our government as trying to deprive people of pain control.
It was interesting because I did see someone who has started a rehab facility, and he was talking about the number of dollars provided by health insurance companies and the government to treat people who are dealing with the inability to come off a pain-relieving medication, or ultimately using that medication for recreational purposes rather than what it was designed for. So maybe when we talk tomorrow here on Natural Doc Radio, it's a subject that we can revisit.
Well, it's not, in my opinion, not fair to make those people that use the drugs appropriately to control their pain, to make them suffer, because you want to prevent the recreational use of these drugs.
Okay, it's a very interesting problem, and one that maybe should not necessarily be decided by the insurance companies or a government decision maker. You've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I've been talking this morning with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we will be back tomorrow with more. Thanks for listening.
Listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.